A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dana Dujanovic.
Well, I believe online dating has normalized risk for women. It's normalized risk for us. And after the murder of a 25-year-old Utah woman in the Layton area over the weekend who met a guy on Tinder, we're going to go in depth. We're going to be taking your calls. I wonder, can you possibly online date without a risk, Amy?
I don't think you can date without risk. I mean, I just go back to, my dating years preceded the online dating.
But it's so different now, Amy. It's so different. We're not dating the guys we went to high school with.
Well, because the pool is now like
a million, 10 million, 20 million.
It's around the world. I just feel like it's always been risky. And now the risk is, it's ways in which I feel like the bad guys are super creative about how they, worm their way into our
because they set up a dating profile and it looks spectacular. Because if I called you up, 10 years ago or whatever it was, I don't even remember how long you've been married to Ed, but let's say it's before you got married to Ed and I told you, hey, I'm setting you up with a man who never exercises. He can't hold a job. He got fired from the last 5 jobs he tried to hold. And he just got sprung out of prison. What would you say to me?
What did I do to make you mad, Deb?
But now online dating normalizes risk for women because here's what that same man's online profile says. That he hikes, he runs, and he plays pickleball 8 times a week. He's made millions in the world of finance. And he hasn't even had as much of a speeding ticket in the last 20 years.
Well, the old criminal background check will solve one of those problems. But I think the other thing to do is I have a friend who online dates, and whenever they say, I play tennis or I hike or whatever, he invites them to do something like that in a group. And he said about 80% of the time, it's BS.
It's just not true.
Yeah. But I mean, there's one thing, exaggerating your interests. It's a completely different thing to be a predator out there looking for ways in which you can victimize women.
And as you know, online dating profiles require you to enter your first name, so you don't have a last name to search. You could be anywhere in the world. You could just be actually probably be in jail. Setting up an online profile. I want to get to our calls.
Happened.
Yeah, it has happened. I want to get to our calls, Amy. First call from Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, how are you, Tony?
How are you? So are you online dating? And what do you think of this in terms of your safety as a man?
Well, I've tried. It's very difficult, this online dating, because as a man, and then a person like this surfaces, tends to ruin up for us guys that are good, and there's a lot of good guys out there and a lot of guys that want a meaningful relationship. My finding so far, for lack of better words, a lot of women seem to be just playing games and not who they say they are, and I don't know, just in for the fun.
So Tony, have you shown up on a date where you met somebody online and their real life self doesn't match their profile picture at all, or what they put on on the dating site? Really?
Yes, I found that, and it's very difficult. I mean, where do you go to date in modern day world right now? But the bar scene's out, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, we met many years ago when I was in the fire service.
Oh, well, thanks for listening to the show, Tony. It's good to hear from you again, and thanks for your service to the state of Utah. I appreciate the phone call and appreciate your service with the fire department. So, Amy, I think Tony brings up an excellent point, and that is, you know, the bar scene is out. I've been set up with friends of friends of friends, and that ends badly because it ruins a friendship, and the guy, they never really knew the guy they set me up with to begin
with. Well, and I find that. My friends pick people for me that I think, gosh, do they really think this of me? They think this is my match? I feel like it's hard to know what someone else is looking for. I've set people up. I'm actually responsible for a couple of marriages. But it's hard, being set up is hard and setting someone up is hard. So I definitely see the benefits of online dating, and you can get to know each other a little bit in a way that's helpful.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just think you have to bring other people into the
Well, I think any person exchange. Who's going to go out with somebody new that they've met online, you should exchange something other than "Hello, beautiful" on the message over the messages.
Or what are your dreams?
What's give me your last name. You know, do you have a family? Where do you live? Where'd you grow up? And we all have to. I feel as though I do have to do a little bit of research before I go out with anybody that I've met online. But look, I am not going to be in line at all into victim shaming anybody who mm-hmm. falls victim during an online date, whether it's a sex assault that happens, whether it's a stalking that ensues after the online date, because I'm a former investigative reporter. I spent 10 years as an investigative reporter, Amy. And let me just end our conversation about this on this note. I met a guy online and I went on a date. And before I got there, I figured out what his last name was. And I also figured out that he'd just gone out of prison. Mm-hmm. And I called my best friend and said, check my location services. I'm going to be on this date with this guy that just got out of prison. And I went anyways. And I rationalized it, Amy. I went to a public place. I went to a restaurant. And I figured, you know what? He only went to prison for fraud. So I'll be okay. It was only fraud. No, no, and no. That will never happen again. And my heart
goes
out to Ashlyn Black and her family.